Lord be with you. Our reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark. A leper came to Jesus and kneeling down begged him and said, "If you wish, you can make me clean." Moved with pity, he stretched out his hand, touched him, and said to him, "I do will it. Be made clean." The leprosy left him immediately, and he was made clean. Then, warning him sternly, he dismissed him at once. He said to him, "See that you tell no one anything, but go, show yourself to the priest, and offer for your cleansing what Moses prescribed. That will be proof for them." The man went away and began to publicize the whole matter. He spread the report abroad so that it was impossible for Jesus to enter a town openly. He remained outside in deserted places, and people kept coming to him from everywhere. The Gospel of the Lord. Today's readings from Scripture reminds me about a book I recently read called Tattoos on the Heart. It was written by Father Gregory Boyle, who spent over 20 years running a gang intervention program in a section of Los Angeles that is considered, quote, the gang capital of the world. And the book puts a human face on gang members who, in a certain sense, are our modern-day lepers. Many of them, as you can imagine, have tattoos and piercings all over their bodies. These are the ones who society has cast aside and shamed and shunned to exist in the barrios. They are the unclean. Yet those who participate in Father Boyle's programs exhibit great courage in overcoming all of their problems in past lives and in transforming themselves. Why? I ask myself, could it be that they were touched by an encounter with Jesus Christ, like the leper in our gospel earlier today? Some of the stories in the book are funny, some are serious, some are heroic, and some just break your heart. The author writes about a visit by Mike Wallace from the CBS News program 60 Minutes. And you have to kind of imagine this in your mind. Wallace arrives at the poorest parish in Los Angeles in a great big white stretch limousine. And he steps out of this limousine wearing a flak jacket, you know, covered with pockets and looking like he's about ready to go into the jungles of Vietnam. But during the gang interviews, Wallace seems to experience a little bit of a change. He leans over and he tells the author, "Can I admit something? I came here expecting monsters, but that's not what I found." I like to think that Wallace's heart was touched by God and by the humanity of those gang members. In ancient times, leprosy was a dreaded disease resulting in death. It also resulted in spiritual death. You see, leprosy was viewed as punishment for sin because people were judged as responsible for their own afflictions and ailments. Therefore, lepers received no sympathy, no compassion, and they were forced to live in the outskirts of town and were prevented from taking part in religious worship services. It's interesting, though, modern science suspects that leprosy was not actually very common in the Middle East. But unfortunately, many with less severe skin diseases were just misdiagnosed. So imagine being shunned and prevented from coming here to St. Elizabeth's because of a bad case of eczema or skin acne. To me, what makes this gospel passage so powerful is that the leper knelt down and he asked not to be cured, but to be made clean. You see, he's not just interested in his physical healing, but he's also interested in his spiritual health by being able to return to society without that stigma and shame of sin. And so, what does Jesus do? He reaches out and he touches him with his mercy and compassion. Jesus acknowledges this poor leper's humanity and then he cures him. We too, you and me, will we kneel before Christ and receive his healing touch, acknowledging our own sins and brokenness, we too can be made clean, especially through the sacrament of reconciliation and in the gift of the Eucharist. If we have been touched by an encounter with Jesus Christ, don't we then feel compelled to share it with others? Those of you who are my age or older probably remember that AT&T telephone jingle from the late 70s or early 80s to reach out and to touch someone. Although the jingle was used to promote telephone usage, I would argue that the reach out and to touch someone has a much deeper reality, and it gets to the core of our common humanity. We all long to be touched by someone's mercy and compassion, don't we? Yet, isolating others is still practiced in our society today. I think about my sister's recent trip to Haiti to work as a missionary in the AIDS orphanage. You see, my sister very rarely travels. For her, even the short trip from Northern Connecticut to my home in New Jersey is an uncomfortable experience for her. Yet, God touched her heart, giving her the courage to travel to Haiti. What she found were children, sick with AIDS, abandoned by their parents, and left to be all alone. Children who just wanted to hold my sister's hand. You see, what they needed was compassion and someone to tell them that they were loved by God. Just before Mass yesterday, I called my sister to welcome her home from Haiti. And she reminded me that she too had a tattoo of a little butterfly in the lower part of her leg. The word for butterfly in Haitian Creole is papillon, and it signifies hope. And she told me the story that the Haitian children, when they would see that tattoo on her lower leg, would reach out and then with two hands, and they would want to touch that tattoo, saying, papillon, papillon. The significance meaning hope, hope, hope. We don't need to go to far-off lands to find those who have been isolated in our society, do we? I think of the awkward young person forced to sit alone in the school cafeteria because they're not part of the in crowd. Or the difficult coworker who no one on the team wants to deal with. I think of cancer patients who frequently feel neglected by others because They're just uncomfortable with the disease. And I think of the elderly who live in old folks' homes or in nursing homes that just don't get visitors very often to see them. Today, as we come forward to receive the healing touch of Jesus Christ and the gift of the Eucharist, we are challenged by Jesus to do for others what he did for the leper in our gospel today. To have that courage to reach out and to touch someone who is in need. Someone who has a broken heart and those that are at the fringes of society. May you and me be imitators of Christ, accepting Jesus' challenge to reach out and touch our brothers and sisters, tattooing on their hearts our mercy and compassion.